All right. For some reasons, it seems that there is nothing, no sound coming in. But we continue. Now, the argument from a lot of experts on the use of surveillance technology, a lot of arguments when it comes to the use of surveillance technology, how it should be used, the ethics behind it, and how it will create crisis if it's not used in an appropriate manner. And this is what we are going to be discussing with this on this hour. When it comes to monitoring and tracking technology, there are a lot of people that have made researches. This is from Forbes. It's from a panel of experts from Forbes dictionary. I mean, not dictionary, but Forbes magazine. It's a magazine that has tech magazine. They cover a lot of tech stuff, and we are going to look at them one by one in their arguments and see you, and I mean also have your views. You also have to get your views, and I'll open my lines later on. Now, yesterday we discussed that the importance of surveillance technology is to, you know, is for security. You know, the company wants security, either it's through the time that you have agreed to work. They want to know whether you are working or you just come and sit in the office. And they also want to know, you know, they can use this to measure productivity depending on how they measure or they define productivity. But then there is these minute trackings that can lead to crisis, to a problem in a company. The minute to minute, and it will become very irritating, you know. This is from the New York Times that says that when, you know, you are trying to get, when you are trying to get the best out of the worker, when you are trying to get something out of the worker, like when you are trying to see that this worker is productive, it's nothing new. It's something that has been there, you know, trying to get the most out of workers. It's not something new. Is something that has been in existence. But what can be problematic is a minute-to-minute tracking. The minute-to-minute tracking will be the most cruel or the most serious form of, you know, accountability. So it will be an abnormal. And it is called an aggressive form of accountability when, you know, when you want to trace everything the people do, so they feel intimidated, and then they feel, you know, they feel threatened. So this is according to the New York Times. Now, when it comes to, we are looking at the fact that the advantages and benefits of this new technology may come with risks and downsides. This type of surveillance technology will be good, but at the same time, there will be an issue, like I said yesterday, to balance between security and privacy. When it comes to improved efficiency, organizations can use the productivity and surveillance technology to, you know, to improve the efficiency of their workers and gain a better understanding or experience of their customers. So that can be used, those technology can be used to gain a better understanding or experience with their customers and to improve efficiencies in their workforce. So that is another, you know, benefit. Then they can also track the performance of their employees. This is according to Marcus Clark. This is a founder of is a founder of I can't pronounce this name. Founder of Search Marketing Agency, Searchant. So now it also, this type of technology also helps managers. You know, when productivity of employees is able to be tracked, and their activities are able to be tracked in real time, this gives the manager, you know, much easier work environment. So it can also give them a sense of how well their employees are performing and help them identify potential issues, you know, early on and be able to solve them timely. So if productivity and the activities of employees can be saved, can be traced, then the, or can be traced in real time, not traced but tracked in real time, it will give the managers a sense of, you know, how well their workers are doing and also help them identify potential challenges and at the same time also identify potential solutions. And this can be done on time. They are able to optimize their workflows accordingly. This is by the observation of, so this surveillance technology, it can help monitor employees' activities in sensitive areas, such as, you know, data centers. You know, people who are handling sensitive systems, or people who are doing delicate, you know, work. They are able to be traced, to be tracked, monitored, and assisted. Should there be any, you know, challenges discovered, or they are able to be assisted, as long as the company makes it clear and people understand why there is surveillance technology in place. This is Nathan Richardson, who is the founder of the Bariatric Journal. So he's the one that is pointing out the advantages. They also provide a level of security for companies, and they can also be used to deter, you know, to deter crisis, or I mean to deter crimes. They can be used to deter crimes and protect assets. And footage from these cameras can be used to investigate potential incidents such as employee misconduct and theft. So this is according to, you know, Richardson. So those are the, you know, advantages that, like I said yesterday, somebody coming in the office, you know, somebody comes into the office and, you know, put the jacket on the chair and disappear for the whole week. The person is not in the office. So, and the phones will be ringing, and there's nobody at the reception to pick the calls. It means that somebody has gone and he is not coming back. So the footages from these cameras can be used to investigate. Okay, this footage was, this person came in at 10, which means he came in 2 hours later and then left at 12, which means this person left, you know, he only spent an hour, 30 minutes in the office, and then he left, or she left. And for the whole week, there is no footage of him coming in, or her coming in, or him going out, which means this person did not report to work for the whole week. So this can be used to investigate incidences of misconduct at work. So those are the advantages of surveillance technology. Now we are going to the downsides of this surveillance technology, and we are going to the disadvantages of this surveillance technology. So we are going to the downside of this type of technology in companies, the risks and downsides. So a lot of CEOs that were, you know, that in corporate officials that, you know, participated in a survey, they listed up, you know, some disadvantages and how this surveillance program can create more problem. And then these problems were measured by the solutions, or the problems versus solutions. So the solutions, according to this survey, are said to be lower than the problems. So the advantages of surveillance technology in a company are lesser, according to this survey, than, you know,
Lelapay. Easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lelapay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lelapay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many.
All right, the technology has finally rose from the risen from the dead. So this technology has more disadvantages than the disadvantages. So according to this survey that was, you know, taken to CEOs and other corporate officials, it was found out that they have more risks and downsides than the problems they solve. Now there is another CEO of Leverage RX. His name is Red Stabondek. I'm not sure whether I'm pronouncing the name properly. I tend to be, you know, pardoned there. He said that this technology have created more problems than it was supposed to solve, you know, in his workplace. And this is a personal, you know, finance companies for healthcare professionals. So it has come to a level where the workers in this company had ethical issues on surveillance technology, and they felt that their privacy were being violated. And according to Stabenberg, he's saying that one of the employees raised the concern that they don't trust them, that they don't trust their employees. And then this was building a lot of resentment in a lot of employees in this company. So this is what this CEO is saying. And then at the same time, it was also decreasing morale. So morale was being decreased. You know, morale was being decreased because of this type of technology. So according to him, he's saying that when you hurt your employees' feelings, they become disengaged. And then they become less productive, and then eventually they leave the organization. So they become disengaged. They are no longer participatory. They are no longer participative, if there's such a word. They are no longer, you know, self-motivated. They are demoralized because of the technology that is employed in the office. Cameras everywhere. So they come, when they come to the gate of the company or the gates of the premises, so they come to say, we are here again. So I'm here again. So that creates a mental instability. They are becoming intimidated. They feel like they are not trusted by their bosses, and they feel like their rights are being violated. And then they lose morale. They become disengaged. They are no longer, you know, free to engage and have debates around the issues of work, because everything is being recorded. You know, they're afraid that maybe everything is being recorded, they're afraid of raising their concerns. And then they are shut in there. They become, you know, stuck up into a solitary confinement. And then work is done, you know, on average, because somebody's morale is broken. Somebody's courage is, you know, destroyed. We will be going for a short break, and then we'll continue with more after this short break. It is few seconds to 11, to 11:30, and then of course the other side of the commercial break, we will be discussing more and also opening the lines so that you come in and have your voice. And we have to choose now between the advantages, because that we said
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM, Bamile Msakuri, Limorisa Zasirimo Ses Tatama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzui, Martutoze Pahami Zechualeka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi baritabaka wafera kavutungi. Mukwaruleli kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liwefisi zerifu kaofi. Mwamre nengi wa Windhoek, toropo ya nkure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva, ni wa this day. Kapa, mulize ze nomboro ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzula Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niva IUM.
Hello Namibia. Endera pamanate, Muyuni, Walela Pay. Lela Pay, Onkaro Ompu, Wama Futiro, Nokusisa, Ngoka, Haguningwa, Pamkaro Ongodi, Hokatavuru, Okutuminako, Omatumarakawe Alehe, Nangoka Gopai Pindi, Notanga Dana, Nokutra Mombepo, Esimbo, Ojotunjoka. Otovuru, Okuningashike, Kolela Pay. Otovuru okutura omatumara kagwe mombepo, tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM, nenge ka imba, nenge hoka ka Lela Pay, nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumara kagwe ginima ya yoroka. Gashi, omatumara kagoru kozi, omatumara kagwe mahiyo, omatumara kagwe maharero ya mbeko gomabaro, no matumara kagwe kwa rukehe, nguka wahara uteithire ushiwana ashikesho monami pia, okuza warapo doranda tu ni thiringa itano mitumara kehe. Lela Pay, oharongo ngini. Konga, oka epa ko Lela Pay, ko Play Store, nenge ko App Store, eto katura kakare keri mongodhi yoye. Patulula o akaunta yoye oshali, eto tula mo omauthemba goye. Inda kokandjato koye kiimaliwa, eto tula ko oshimaliwa, to udhitha shoka to pulwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okutula mo omauthemba goye, hogolola kutya owahala okulongitha ehangano nenge ovendaini, o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe, eto thindi mpoka pashangwa send, utume. Shamba watumo etumaraka joe, otari turuwa ko Eagle FM, Imba, Lela Pay, nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaiti.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukarandithi, tudengera nena kono rajeta tuyume, mbari nora, ndatongoi, jamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rajeta tuyume, ndatu mbari, ketatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. Lela Pay, yimo nena, nena, tai adika ko App Store, no ko Google Play Store.
Right. So now the use of productivity surveillance technology can create crisis for companies and organizations due to the fact that they are not always clear. They are not clear on what they are getting into. This is according to the CEO again, Jeff Colt. He is a founder and CEO of Aquarium Fish City. So he's saying that most of the companies are not clear on what they are getting into. They don't really know what they are doing with this technology. It's just to say we are going to install cameras in the premises, and that's it. So they might not know what we are doing, what they are getting into. So every minute mistake of an employee might be traced. I mean, might be tracked, and this person might, you know, in most cases, because most companies do not understand the ramifications of using these tools. So they don't fully have an understanding of the ramifications of, you know, of using these tools. And, They end up, you know, implementing surveillance technology in the workplace when they are not sure whether they are violating any law or they are infringing in any employee's privacy. So this is Jeff Scott that is talking now, that most of them are not sure whether they are violating any laws or infringing in any employee's rights to privacy. Now, this use of this technology may also create crisis, because people are not free to be monitored. You know, they are not free to be monitored by. They may not be comfortable with being monitored by their employers. So, and this will lead to employees feel that they are being treated unfairly and lead them to quit jobs. This is again Colt continuing. Now, my question today is, okay, this is done by CEOs, you know, who participated into these surveys, into the survey. Now, what do you have to say? You know, the good versus the bad. Which one wins here? Because the good thing about this technology is at least there will be no crime. Somebody will be seen stealing, or somebody will be seen coming in late, leaving early. Somebody will be seen that they are just sitting and they are not doing their work. But the disadvantages are more. you know, it creates a crisis where people, companies don't know whether they are violating any rights. They also don't have a full understanding on the ramifications of the use of these tools. Employees may feel that their employers do not trust them, the issues of trust. And they may also not be comfortable being monitored on 8 to 5 by their employers because they may feel mistreated or unfairly treated, and then they will want to quit their jobs. You know, but if you were a CEO of a company, because at the same time, we also need to know that there are people who come to work early. I mean, who come to work late and leave early. We also need to know that there are people who are not doing their jobs. There are people that are not doing their work. So when it comes to company versus employer, I mean, employee versus employer, company versus the workers, who needs protection? You know, I mean, who, you know, needs this technology? Of course, is an employee. I mean, is an employer, because the employer needs security to protect his equipment, because companies are not established on charcoals. They are established on money. So the person needs productivity at work. But at the same time, workers also need their rights to be respected and their rights to be, you know, they need their rights to be respected, their right to privacy. So how difficult is it to draw a balance between company and, you know, which is employee, I mean, companies and the workers, as far as the use of this technology is concerned? Because in the end of the day, we need the technology. So which side speaks more volume here? Is it the downside side of it, or is it the advantages and the benefits of this technology? Some people are arguing that this technology is only there to serve one person, which is the employer, and then it disadvantages the employees. So the people are concerned that this technology only serves the employer and it doesn't protect the employee. Do you have the same, you know, do you share the same sentiments? Do you share the same views that this technology only protects one side? It's only one-sided. But I also see that the CEOs of the CEO are also, you know, talking in favor of the employers, I mean the employees. So the CEO are coming up to say, no, what they have experienced with the use of this technology in their workplace is that it destroys the harmonious relationship between the workers and work. And then it affects the morale because they feel that they are being monitored, and they also feel that their employers do not trust them. So if you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-401. It is 19 minutes to 12. And we'll have, of course, that 19 minutes to talk here. So which side are you? Are you at the side of employees who should be protected? Or are you at the side of employers who also need protection? Because employers also, you know, there are people that are reckless. And at the end of the day, the employers will keep maintaining work equipment. And at the end of the day, somebody would want a salary increment when they have damaged equipment, and the money will be used to buy those equipments and replace them. Yes, Eagle FM.
Yes. Good morning, Franz. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, yesterday ended with the cross-supervision. Now, I'm actually beginning with the where at least a tuition, where the tuition is more conducive for increase in productivity, is more conducive and healthy for that kind of interaction. And that having the sense of ownership, okay? When an individual or an employee, because employees are not only motivated by monetary rewards, the values, okay, the salaries, the increment, and all this promotion, but they are more focusing on the relationship, that social relationship, that social interaction. And they want to have the sense of responsibility, ownership, okay? So when you now look for, that's why perhaps we brought in the issue of teachers in the education. We say teachers, learners, send that approach, that learning culture. So now if you stand in front of, like an example I gave you, I'm just, because it's a good thing for research purposes. So where a supervisor or a manager is actually walking from morning to afternoon, you are just walking behind your employees. And we are talking about adults. We are talking about employees who are experts in their own making. Okay? So they feel more intimidated if, for example, I'm not saying they feel, because they don't feel, you are not depending on them. You don't, like, you trust them. You have no confidence in them, okay? So the other situation where people do not want to behave ethically, so you have, you know that, yes, this is what I am employed for. This is what for me. That one is another challenge. It's a problem. Maybe you can bring in the cross-pervasion, but not somebody who might just be there showing that you are a boss. Okay. What are you trying to portray? Are you portraying that, yes, me, without you, you can do nothing? Is that the mentality? So create that good environment so that people are free, the employees are free to come to you and say, yes, boss, my brother or sister or whoever you call them, your manager, I want to go quickly to so. Make sure that they actually target the performance, appraisal. You have a lot of things to monitor your employees. Not to be standing in front of them walking and walking and looking. You are even looking at the, this one is taking
now,
how many.
Now it's no longer managers standing in front of them. It's now cameras.
So now the cameras will still be intimidative. If you do not create a sense of a human aspect, you know. Because most of the problems that people have, they don't, it's not necessarily how they interact to each other at work, working place. So from the environment, where you have the social issues, abuse and children and all these kind of things. So even the problems start from there. For you, now at work, you need now to provide some kind of comfort, be flexible so that they can then produce at their maximum. They shouldn't feel that fear, that significant fear, when they see you standing behind me. Even if I make a mistake, can't I go to my colleague there to do, I think I have to come to your office to correct me first? I only submit my things, and then you go through it and look, you know. So all I'm saying, let's try to create a balance, okay? So that we have allow people to have the sense of responsibility.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. Yes, Uncle Bwana is saying, let there be balance. You know, let the people be allowed to make mistakes. Let the people think, let the people know that they are able to make mistakes. And the cameras must be, you know, there must be a human aspect to this type of technology so that it may not be used to intimidate and destroy the morale of people when they are supposed to work. What do you have to say? 083-288-401. Like I said, the employer also needs protection, guys. Because employers are also losing a lot. Somebody just bought something and it is already gone or it's already broken, and now there is a need for it to be replaced. And at the end of the day, you are going to demand for salary increment when you are damaging equipment at work, misusing cars. Yes.
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Yes.
Yes, I'm following the subject that you are trying to make us understand. And I heard you said something about intimidation. It must not be used for intimidation.
Yeah, can you please repeat yourself there? You were cutting somewhere.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, what I'm saying is...
Hello? I can hear you.
Yeah, you're talking about intimidation. It must not be used for intimidation.
Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe these cameras visible, or and are the employees told about them before, like, let's say, when the first days when they start being employed? Because one thing I've noticed, intimidation is basically when mostly happens, like in my first-hand experience, when cameras are there, dated, then you sometimes act clumsy, you become uncomfortable. Sometimes it's wrong for the employer to make to do such a thing, but they have to concern with privacy and security. Like, how are these cameras going? Are they going to the toilets? Like, until there are jobs where employees sleep in workplaces, yeah, if they live far. Does it have to do with that also, privacy and security? Does it also concern with these employees and employers, between the dispute between employees and employers? Because this thing can also alter some riots, especially now that we are going to these ages of technology, these new smart cities and smart workplaces. Please, can you please verify on the privacy and security between the CEOs, the employers and the employees?
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is it possible for me to get your number, Franz?
No, my number is write it down.
Okay.
My number is
081-081-33-33-46-46-599. Because... Yeah. You guys mostly come. I hear. I listen to your other philosophical ideas on Sundays. Do you still have that program on Sunday?
Yeah, Realm of the Historic is here to stay as long as Eagle FM is alive.
Yes. Oh, Shashi. Like I have ideas also. I'm like a deep thinker. We need philosophy.
Okay.
Does our university even have philosophy?
No, philosophy is there. You go and you study philosophy in the university, you get it.
Oh, so, okay. Thank you, Fran.
Thank you very much. Yes. Right, 083-288-401. Now, the security, the fears of I'm talking about the fears of companies. Nobody really, because at the end of the day, sometimes we only talk about the employees. But we don't talk about the employers. We don't talk about their fear too. And that's an unfair, approach to the situation. I understand. I respect the views of these CEOs that are voicing out the challenges of this type of technology. But at the same time, the employers also have legitimate concerns that need to be taken into account. Number one, is lack of, responsibility within the employees as far as the maintenance of facilities and equipment are concerned. You know, as far as the maintenance of equipment and facilities are concerned. Now, most of us complain to say the government garage is full of broken cars and not fixed. How did those cars, most of 90% of those cars that were broken, it was because of reckless use of the citizens. So at the end of the day, now, you know, the government will scramble for resources to fix or to replace those vehicles. Because the people that are employed and now employed, maybe you have retired, they will need vehicles. The same, it starts from a community level where you as a student, now you are a teacher. When you left your school in 1991, you broke windows. And now your child is coming to the same school and they are, and the rain is coming through the windows. The window frame, because there is no windows, because you, since you broke a window, there was no mobilization of resources to replace what you have broken, you as a parent now. And in 1991, you were a student. So when you completed your, you completed your grade 12, you broke windows in school. So when a company is now trying to come up with surveillance technology to protect equipment, because this company needs to make money. They need to make profit. Otherwise, if we just work to maintain equipment, we are going to be stagnant. And no company wants to be stagnant. So that's why they employ this type of technology to protect themselves and their resources. Because the same people that are stealing in companies are the same people that are participating in matching, wanting salary increments. So if you are stealing, which means you are dragging the company backward, and at the same time, you want the company to afford to increase your salary. It does not work. So now, at the same time, it then becomes difficult for them, for the companies then to understand, you know, the ramifications of the use of these tools, the limits and the bounds thereof. To say, where do we start and where do we end? What type of information do we need from the workers? Because, I mean, workers will not even have a good time at work because they are being tracked. So certain private information, certain privacy will be violated by these cameras and algorithm if they are not defined. Well, you can come through still, 083-288-401. That's a number in studio. Which one do you think, which side are you? And I'm trying by all means to be neutral here. People do not like to be micromanaged. And when they are micromanaged, they don't produce. They remain less productive. This is Stephanie Martinez. HR at ATA PR. And implementing these programs will give an impression that, you know, the employers do not trust their employees. That is the argument that is being echoed here, that, you know, it will give an impression that employers do not trust their employees. Yes.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, Tade Frank.
Yes.
Andi Durugu ya Moshu Wambo.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, esa andi ti, diko diterera, esi tampopi, esi no shionga, maara kwenye na edara kupora, po shara lo kutopora, po katika, kwa mwenye vironga na wane wa kutua kika kwa mwenye vironga ngengene atapa nina niti ngengene na mwenye hava veshi kutea kompyuta veshi asufano kuningashike kuheka
kuheka
ngenge konje iyo vironga yungao jichi mwenye o we don't know how to do this. 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 yenge ne konje kunya okuna anu ha da baharo kutea oske e computer do mironga mo ta duku ba mo video da anu do da ne yonga bro yota nda baro kutea ngo kukuvaka mo oske inima anu yonga e password da o tava du da ne yonga da duku ninga po shike sasi kandete pene e oroko pokatiko kamwe no yonga o na onita rongo yironga monga o shashi konje kunya konje kuna anu tangero minge no kampanyo yo ni pangeroro ndita wali ni mcha hapo katika mwenye yonga na wakuta upena sikeka taduweke kubara kubara kamo zene ni mayabo yo eso sko dada wadu nga
otaku da
ya watati
tangi. Yeah, no, that one of hacking is really difficult. It's complex to control. You will not monitor who wants to hack away. That's why it is always advised for people to have security patches in place, update softwares that are updated, that are able to prevent hackers from coming.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
Right, so that's why computer users and companies are advised to always have their softwares and their security patches updated so that you prevent hacking. So that one cannot be part of surveillance. It's a complex issue. But from me, it's a goodbye. We have come to an end of the show, and we are going to continue again tomorrow with various discussions. Stay tuned for the rest of the shows.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Gusa etokoro lyo uhunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Mokutura mwe hundiro liyo wamba zuma okoko, zimo guwana kuma pukuru gumanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kono morozo ye utantantatu zime, tatu ye utantane, mbali ntane. Ndidingura ko Facebook, ko VMMC Namibia.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshi na hepero momunyo vye tupe vape yuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odo nongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no Top Rank. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.